Hello and welcome back to Something Wiki This Way Comes. I'm one of your hosts, Thomas Tolles.
I'm another one of your hosts, Jesse Bergen.
And today we have a very special guest who is going to introduce himself right now.
I'm Ben Selleck.
Ben Selleck is an amazing musician and he plays piano for Club Soda, which is my improv group, and we're really happy to have him on the show.
Happy to be here.
Doesn't sound like it, but we'll see.
All right, badgering the guest already. That's a record.
We've got a friendly, antagonistic banter thing going on, so you're going to enjoy that throughout this whole podcast. Now, you might be wondering, what is this podcast? I'm a fan of Ben Selleck, but I don't know crap about Thomas or Jesse. Well, first of all, how dare you. In this show, we talk about a WikiHow article. We walk you through the steps, explain how to do something, and then we improvise based on our conversation.
We really just want to help people out in the day-to-day, learn new skills, become better people.
Yeah, we, unlike most people, created a podcast to improve the world rather than to make it worse. Now, Ben, do you have any questions before we start?
We've never done this before. I like
it. I don't know. I just want him to say another thing.
Right.
What is your favorite member of the podcast?
I'm going to have to go with myself, Jesse.
Also Thomas. He brings it every week and knocks it out of the park.
Thanks, man. And second favorite, definitely Jesse.
Wow.
Second favorite, Luke. Jesse's even third.
Even though he's far, far away from us right now.
Well, yeah, he's sitting across the room. As some of you diehards might know, Luke is present for every episode. Yeah. It's just, the mic doesn't always pick up his voice, so sometimes it sounds like he just isn't in the entire episode.
After the first three or four, we were like, Luke, why don't you sit over there? I think you can be more productive from a distance.
And we were right.
Yeah. Thanks, Luke.
Luke, if you're listening in Japan, in your small apartment, and this is the only sort of amount of sanity you can get, remember, in Canada, right. This is just a shout-out to you.
Yeah. I assume you're miming putting your hands on a desk right now in solidarity. Mm-hmm. So, the episode we have this week is sort of a companion piece to our episode about the Saltine Challenge. This is WikiHow to love the taste of water.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm just going to read a little bit of the intro. So water's good for you. It maintains good health. Water is the one thing we cannot live without. Water is more important to our body than any of the 50 nutrients we require daily and has no calories.
Let's just fire off some of those nutrients that we know so well.
50 of them. Zinc for sure.
We got carrots, our nutrient.
Yeah, carrots are
need that to see.
Stock full of vitamin C.
You gotta have your sucrose.
High fructose glucose.
Your saltine crackers. Yeah, those are very key to eat.
Exercise, very important nutrient.
Yeah.
What are we up to, guys?
Jimmy Nutrient. It's a great Nickelodeon themed nutrient.
Right. His head kind of looks like a peanut. Yeah, so exactly. Peanuts, another good nutrient.
Neutrinos are a nutrient that you need.
Ned's nutrient about a boy who
he is so enormous.
Very precocious.
Yeah. So let's see here. While we can survive weeks without food, we perish after just 3 to 4 days without water. Not drinking enough water is unhealthy. However, many find water rather bland compared to sweet drinks like sodas or juices, especially after
eating. I hate water.
Oh, water's the worst.
Yeah, I wish the oceans weren't just it.
Yeah, water everywhere, and give me that Tab Cola. Yeah,
exactly.
Throw some Tang in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
no thank you, Gift of the Nile. Where's my Gatorade?
Yeah. Rain dance, more like a Tang dance.
Rain man, more like RC Cola man.
Okay,
we both just replaced rain there. You did it first, so props.
I got one that rhymed, and you just sort of played around with it.
I just played in the space. I like to explore the comedy space.
That's why you're my third favorite.
Any more questions, Ben?
You getting it so far?
I'm right on board with you guys.
It's basically complete nonsense for 45 minutes.
So we're gonna basically pretend we don't know anything and talk about water. So this says, after years of relying on these sugary or nutrient-depleted sources of fluids for hydrating...
Nutrient-depleted sources? Yeah.
Please,
wow.
English, Thomas?
In
layman, please?
In layman's terms, when you sucking back that sauce, you're not gonna drink the water, no way.
Now I understand.
Yeah.
Thanks, Thomas.
So, this article will help you develop your love for the taste of water through better understanding its importance to you and finding a few ways to enhance the water drinking experience.
I can't wait.
I always think of water drinking as an experience, you know, even if you're time for it.
It's like when you travel, like you spend money on the experience, not on the things. So
I call just drinking water Chinese water torture. Mm. Just the act of drinking.
It's so bad.
It's that
bad. One droplet going down your throat every minute for a year. okay, so sourcing the water is part one. So number one, reconsider your water source. Mm-hmm. Not all drinking water is created equal, and some water is more equal than others.
That's my favorite passage from Animal Farm.
Yeah.
Water tastes differently depending on its source, and perhaps your impression of water is based on having only tried one or two specific types.
What are some of the specific types that you have
tried?
Yeah, what are the two or three that have disappointed you so far?
Puddle water, I was not a huge fan of.
Pretty grody, yeah.
If you get it fresh.
Even if you get it fresh off the puddle.
Not a good experience overall, because you're in the dirt.
And the kids were jumping at it with their rain boots, and it sort of splashed into my mouth, which isn't the best way to deliver water.
I mean, that happens sometimes, you know?
What about you guys?
Specific types of water?
Yeah.
Water that is, like, has a tiny bit of milk in it, so that it looks like some sort of concoction, but it just tastes like a tiny bit dairy, but it's mostly water.
So, how do you end up with this combo?
Have you really not experienced this? This is like...
Oh, like...
Classic.
Oh,
you had milk.
Oh.
And you asked for more milk, and there was none, but they didn't.
You filled the glass
and
with water.
And you neglected to clean the glass.
Well, you don't want to waste the tiny bit of milk that's like coating the inside of the glass.
Yeah.
That's an extra protein, you know?
I get a lot of my water from cutting cacti open and just trying to get all the moisture out that I can.
That's a good way, and also a good way to get back at that desert-exploring friend of yours who needed a little sustenance out there. So, as the article continues, some differences are subtle. Some are obvious immediately, while some take a bit of faith that there is something special about the water according to your beliefs preferences. So which type of water do we think is more faith-based?
Right. Well, obviously holy water.
Holy water is
the low-hanging fruit
and
here, right?
Do you drink holy water? Is that something
not if you're a vampire, Thomas.
Yeah. Not if you're Linda Blair.
Or Laura Blair.
Or Laura Blair, her sister.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the one that applies.
Faith-based
water.
Are you guys familiar with dowsing rods?
No, please enlighten us.
It's like this, you're on an expedition.
Yeah.
You're trying to find a water source.
With that jerk explorer again.
Oh, man. Our famous reoccurring character.
The jerk
the nasty explorer.
Yeah, exactly. He's not nasty, he's just a jerk. He's not very nice.
That's right. Marty, the insolent explorer. Watch out, Saturday Night Live.
Dora's second cousin.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Let me tell you, that was not an inherited trait, pathfinding.
And Spanish. Monolingual.
Right, yeah. What were we talking about?
You were telling us about dowsing rods.
Right, so you're trying to find water. You had to find a forked stick. And basically the idea is, you're walking around with this, and you believe that it's going to help you find water. Like, it'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
I know a lot of cultures actually do this. So.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to find you some natural spring water.
Yeah, some ideally. Dasani.
Thank you.
Lead you straight to the co-op. Okay. Right. So once you've sourced your water, you're going to go to part two, encouraging your enjoyment of water. So step one of part two is change the taste of water. It's simple to make slight improvements to the taste of the water without adding too many calories or without making it unhealthy. For example, add a little squirt of lemon or lime into the water. It'll add a little bit of sourness and it will taste good.
Yep, nothing like sour water.
You were having trouble choking it down before.
This is a bit like disingenuous to the title of the article, which is enjoying water.
Not now, enjoying loving.
And not enjoying...
And like, is it really water if you're fundamentally changing
the taste? This is a cocktail. This is a minimalist cocktail you're enjoying. Yes. It is no longer achieving what we want.
Add a bit of vodka to the water. Then you'll enjoy
it. Remove the water and add more vodka.
And Arnold Palmer is not H2O, okay, guys?
Yeah. It's iced water mixed with lemon water.
Very different thing.
So you can also add fresh, clean mint leaves to the water and some ice. Chill in the fridge for a bit and then drink as needed. Many other fragrant herbs can be experimented with.
Sage and thyme.
Yeah, I love throwing some chives in my water and just going to town.
Coriander with after a big game.
Dumping a bucket of paprika water on my coach.
Chili pepper water all over.
And then you get more thirsty. And you go in for more and it's still chili water. And it's a vicious cycle.
I like to put a bit of garlic powder on the water that I used to put in my contact lenses. Just so that my eyes can taste it better.
I know a lot of you listeners are thinking, well, I would love to combine oil and water. But that's just not going to mix very well.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Gotta not recommend that.
You're going to have to learn your idioms because that does not fly. So a weird one at the end here. Some people find it helps to slightly warm water during the cooler months, especially first thing in the morning. Small squeeze of lemon juice and slightly warmed water is an excellent, refreshing way to wake up in the morning and also have detoxing properties.
I've got a little life hack for you. You warm that water up hot enough and add some lemon, you got some tea going.
That's tea. Tea is just
hot
water.
And lemons.
Hey,
literally the recipe for tea is lemon.
Sorry, Big T. We busted you.
Yeah. Your secret recipe of one ingredient plus water.
Yeah Earl.
Dave is going to give us an angry call now.
It's going to be a gray area.
Higgin and Burke. A bunch of monopolists.
Yeah. Oh, no. Higgin and Burke is such a sketchy part of Winnipeg.
Like, not to mention the most boring law firm.
Yeah. Okay, so once you've sort of amped up your water, try drinking only water for a while.
Try it.
Step two, this might seem counterintuitive, but when you drink super sweet beverages like soda pop and juice all the time, it's hard for water to compete. Your affinity for sweetness can decrease if you expose yourself to less of it. In addition, if you eliminate all the unhealthy sources of fluids, such as sodas, fruit juices, and sugary drinks, or flavored milks.
Oh my god.
Flavored milks. Your chocolates, your strawberries.
Yeah, your milk with a little water in it,
soys.
Like Ben talked about.
Yeah. Yep.
You'll be healthier and you're likely to lose weight.
Water's like the scrawny kid who gets picked last for football.
Yeah.
So you need to make a special team for him to be on all by himself with no competitors.
Yeah.
That's what they recommend here.
If you don't spend the money building up water's infrastructure, like, the sodas are just going to dominate forever. So you got to give water a boost and take away from some of that soda money for a little while.
Yeah, like Coca-Cola is like your Tom Brady, right?
It's right.
Like everyone
exactly,
loves it,
yeah.
But is it really that good for, you know, you?
Yeah. And water is like your Tom Boswell.
I don't even know who that is. That's how lame that football player is.
That's exactly right.
I might have got the name wrong. Step three. Trick yourself into liking water.
The other name for our podcast was I might have got the name wrong.
So learn to love the taste of water by associating it with pleasant things. Each time you drink water, think of something that makes you happy. A person you love, an activity you enjoy, a food you like, a merry song, a beautiful scenery, whatever works best.
He's a jolly good fellow, or he's a jolly good fellow.
Glug, 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 it goes down so easy.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, what would you say is your favorite tune to chug water to?
Oh man, there's just so many. I think you could sing a little opera while you chug your water.
Anything by Aqua.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything by UH2O? Nailed it, guys.
I love it. Oh my
Nailed
god.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, jars of clay, brackets filled with water. All of the water-related bands.
Yeah, so this is really interesting. I've never heard of this with any other thing that you need to try to, like, learn to like, that you just sort of have unrelated thoughts whenever you're doing it. Like, would that work if you went to a party and you were nervous and you just, like, just saying, come on, feel the noise in your head on repeat the whole time?
That people literally, like, play music and dance at parties to feel better. So I right. actually think this is...
That was a really bad example. This is a perfect example. But what if you imagined a beautiful scenery while you were at a party?
Like, wait, what if you just got a parking ticket? Are you supposed to start singing, like, 10 Man Dancing on a Dead Man's Chest or something? Maybe.
Yeah. What's your happy place, Ben? When you're drinking a big, tall glass of Wawa, where do you go?
I don't know. Maybe you could incorporate the problem into the solution here in that if you love drinking soda so much, just imagine drinking soda right. as you drink water.
Maybe absolutely chase genius.
Chase it with a bit of soda.
Or just, like, empty out a soda can and fill it with water, and then it's like you're holding a Coke and you just are sipping water
right
like out of
it. The vape of water of drinking,
you know. And I don't know why the water lobby hasn't used that as a slogan yet. It's brilliant.
The vape of soda. Vape was the word of the year last year.
Mountain Dew Code Red, the vape of soda.
I would say so. So
cool.
So they really want you to go far with this psychological experiment. So keep telling yourself that you love the taste of water and tell it to others as well. The more you reinforce the idea, the deeper the idea will become rooted in your mind. And in order to avoid cognitive dissonance, you will eventually love the taste of water when it matches your beliefs.
Love the idea of, like, starting conversations with, I love water.
Anyone else love water?
The taste of it, especially.
Anabaptist Protestant, my beliefs are that Jesus turned water into wine. Even that guy didn't like water. So I'm having a hard time.
Yeah. Maybe the Antichrist of drinks, seeing how Jesus wanted to get rid of it so quickly.
Yes, the Antichrist of drinks, water.
So does that work, like, again, if you have, like, a really hateful belief, but you just tell people you don't have it, will you gradually, like, out of fear of cognitive dissonance, just stop believing it?
Well, Kurt Vonnegut once said, and I think he put it best, we have to be careful who we pretend to be, lest we become what we pretend. So if you've got a terrible belief and you pretend you don't, eventually you're going to be all right.
Yeah, cool. So just pretend your way out of that trap.
Well, this article has a lot of social implications.
Yeah,
I
know.
Never even foresaw.
Just step three was very much immersion therapy.
Yeah.
Like, drink so much water, you just learn to love it.
Yeah.
This is... like classical conditioning. So
yeah,
I like how we're hitting
the
psychological archetypes.
Yeah. B.F. Skinner wrote part of this article. He co-authored it with the behaviorist school. So step four, always keep water near you. Having water with you is a certain means for getting you to drink it. The more you resort to drinking it in place of other liquids, the more it will taste the very best to you.
If you keep so many glasses of water around you, eventually you're accidentally going to have one spill into your mouth.
Yeah, it's like the end of Signs where the house is full of glasses of water.
I love it.
And the aliens aren't going to get you, but also you're going to be sipping a plenty.
Yeah, is this article written for the aliens from Signs? Like, hey guys, yes, it will kill you. Yes, your you're physiologically opposed to the very substance. And maybe associate it with the fiesta.
Yeah. The twist at the end of this article is a little bit of lemon.
Oh! Very good.
Thank you.
We also referenced Signs, I think, two episodes ago.
We love Signs. And look, if M. Night Shyamalan is listening, please, we'd love to have you as a guest.
All signs point to Signs, you know what I say.
That's what you say every episode.
What is your favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie? And can you bring it back to talking about water?
Can
you thread that needle?
I really think I can't. And
can you swap out this Indiana Jones idol for this bag of sand?
You know, I would love to try, but no, it's not within my means at the current...
Have you seen The Sixth Sense?
I haven't. I'm not.
Okay, and what do you think about water?
I'm big into it.
Okay, great.
Perfect. So, a diametric opposite.
All right, so now that you're surrounded with water and fantasizing about things while you're touching the water, we're going to move on to part three, appreciating the benefits of water. So step one, learn about the benefits of drinking water. The more you know about why water is good for you, the stronger your desire will become to drink it, and the more enjoyable it will be. Some benefits include drinking an adequate amount of water will prevent excess thirst or dry mouth.
Which you know, it's funny. Now that you mention it, drinking water in the past has relieved my thirst. I've never connected the two, though.
Yeah, that's such a weird... It's almost like a quencher of thirst.
Yeah.
You know?
I always thought, you know, you can get those off-brand Gatorades at Superstore, which are called thirst quenchers.
Right.
Of course. I think those are probably the more standard approach when your thirst is to be quenched. But it's good to know that you have water as a backup, just in case, you know, you can't get to a Superstore. Or,
God forbid.
That's a similar situation.
You could toss some water, some food coloring in a thirst quencher bottle, just to remind you of some of the benefits of it.
I also like how it says your desire will become stronger and stronger. I wonder if there's any dangers to this if, for example, you read about too many benefits and you became some sort of, like, water baron.
Mm-hmm. That is how Aquaman's origin was.
Right.
He just loved water.
He was just reading too many facts.
Yeah, it's true.
His desire grew too strong.
So make sure you throw in a couple Snapple facts every few water facts just to make sure you don't get too attached to water.
Yep.
So let's see what else. There's lots of benefits here. We'll just pick and choose some. Water can help your mind function better. If you're not drinking enough fluids, you may get lightheaded, dizzy, or have a headache. These are symptoms of dehydration.
Really true.
Yeah, we should probably get some water up here.
Yeah. All of us have dry mouths and are sweating profusely.
Pretty dizzy right
I'm now. Just disoriented and confused.
Yeah, it's a Winnipeg heat wave, and we are not taking the rest of this article. Let's see.
Water saves you money.
Ooh.
Water is cheaper than other sources of fluid.
That's true. Most other sources of fluid. There are a few I can think of that I have easy access to.
Let's hear about those.
No, let's not.
As you grin slyly.
Let's not go there, boys. No, okay. I have a secret orange juice farm, and it's the cheapest fluid I can get.
Your dirty, shameful secret.
Yeah.
Isn't it true that... like printer ink is the most expensive fluid and more expensive than human blood.
And that's what I drink.
I was going to say, the thing is it tastes so much better than water. What are you going to do?
And there are so many benefits that your desire for it is always going to be strong.
Yeah, tall glass of printer ink before bed.
I know, right?
That's pretty much it. Water helps to reduce bloating. I sort of thought the opposite.
Yeah,
if I drink a lot of water, I often feel bloated, but apparently...
It depends on the amount of water you drink, I think.
You can get overhydrated, right?
Water.
I've heard of people drowning from the inside out on, like...
Well, that's horrifying, Ben.
Is that in the Shyamalan movies?
In Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise had to hold his breath from water that was coming from inside his body.
Yeah, the water's coming from inside the body. It's a chilling...
what a horror premise.
We all remember in the M. Night Shyamalan's the movie Devil, when it turned out that someone in the elevator was made out of water.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
No wonder he focused on the last airbender after that, because waterbending was a little too close to home.
You know what? He nailed that. I think that's his best film.
Yeah, that movie's perfect. Step two, understand the importance of replenishing water regularly. As already noted above, water is an important part of removing toxins from our bodies and in keeping our entire system well hydrated and functioning properly. Another factor to consider is the loss of water. Urine, waste elimination, sweat, tears, and breathing cause us to lose water all the time, and this needs to be replenished constantly. So we've put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this podcast.
Yeah. And urine. Don't forget that one.
And
absolutely.
Urine and waste elimination.
And breathing.
Not to mention our constant breathing.
Yeah, we fill that dead time with breathing.
As you can tell.
Yeah. So you can. The air around us is literally dead because we've sucked out all the oxygen from it.
I'll be honest, my waterbed takes up a lot of water, too, and I have to remember that you know, it's not unlimited.
Yeah.
So if you could eliminate some of these causes of water coming out of your body, would you eventually not need to drink it anymore? If we can just stop with the tears and the sweat, that's not so hard.
Yeah, that's why...
A waste of elimination. You've got to
stop watching these Hallmark movies.
I know.
Tears are just coming and coming.
It's like, Mom, you're just making yourself thirstier and thirstier. Quit crying all the time. You know what I mean?
Maintaining your hydration.
Yeah. So we are always losing water. It's like brain cells, so you have to replenish it where you can. This next step comes with a companion image of a man holding up 8 fingers to the camera.
His arms are very, very hairy, which is probably helping retain water.
Yeah,
creating a tiny ecosystem.
Keeps him warm, you
on
know?
His body. Yeah.
If it rains, he'll take home a liter of water just on his arms alone.
Just the dew. Just the dew clinging to the follicles.
Yeah, which brings us back to Mountain Dew Code Red. Do the dew.
The vape of sodas.
Okay, so step three, know how much water you need. The amount you need is dependent on your level of activity, the types of activities you undertake, the climate, the food, and other sources of liquid that you're consuming.
Just a ton of factors.
Yeah.
Holy.
The advice about 8 glasses of water a day is not based in science. So I don't know why there's a picture of this guy holding up 8 fingers.
Well, he's myth-busting.
Right, he's
or
checking
maybe.
It out.
Do you guys remember the Mythbusters episode where they drank 8 glasses of water?
They all died.
Yeah.
Busted.
Yes. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
At the end of the series.
Yeah, no, they did all die
Jamie
in a fire.
Jamie was laughing
so some
that day.
Yeah. Thought it was unrelated.
Yeah, but they didn't have enough water left over to put it out, so it was a whole thing.
Very scientific.
So, it's advice with unfounded origin, but has stuck as an urban nutrition myth, possibly because it's an easy guide to remember.
Right.
That said, yeah.
Easiest number
so
to
much
remember,
easier than
right?
4 or 5.
Yeah,
even.
Oh, how could never forget. Getting it. Go ahead.
The 8 wonders of the world. All of them glasses of water. That wasn't worth interrupting me for.
It was fine. No, it's fine.
The 8 deadly sins.
Right.
One of them being drinking soda.
Gluttony.
Right.
If you drink too much, Jamie will die.
Thirst blasting, the deadliest sin.
So some indicators that'll help you gauge your water need. The color of your urine. If your urine is pale yellow or straw color.
Okay.
Or
straw color.
How is pale yellow different from straw color? Can you guys elaborate
it's
on that?
Very subtle difference.
Well, the Pantone signatures are different.
Wow. Yeah, if a horse looks hungry when it sees you pee, you know it's straw color.
If you're finding needles in your urine.
That really explains a lot now that you mention it.
It's like finding a needle in a urinary tract.
Oh, man. I know when my pee is black, I've been just drinking too much printer ink, and it's maybe time to stop going to Staples.
And when my pee is black, I know someone needs to throw holy water on me quick. I am possessed. Let's see, other factors, frequency of urinating. Let's just go, how many times do you guys urinate a day, would you say?
Probably 8.
Eight.
Try and keep it at 8, the easiest number.
I don't think, man, we're getting real personal here.
No, just go ahead.
I don't urinate that often, maybe 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I urinate like once a week. So we're all different.
And it's completely
I used to
black.
Paint houses.
Yeah, it is.
So I would hold it, and now I think it's.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately my default.
When I urinate, it's like that scene in Spirited Away where No Face vomits up of the people.
This is the grossest episode.
All the ghosts in the. Well, look, we gotta go there.
Gang of horses come around.
For when I urinate, it's like any Miyazaki scene where they begin flying just because the jet is so powerful.
Yeah. And like in Spirited Away when she's falling with the dragon Haku and you can see little specks of water flying because she's crying out of joy. That's also what my urination looks like.
Right, of course.
I'm really surprised Studio Ghibli has not done a movie based on your urination.
Mm-hmm.
I think that guy.
Well, the subtext is there, Ben. You just got to sort of do a close read. Do you guys remember when the boar is covered in worms at the beginning of Princess Mononoke?
Yeah.
Not related to my urination.
Yeah.
I just think
it's
a really good scene.
That's a beautiful metaphor. Let's see, if you're active, like an athlete, an outdoor worker, a frequent sauna user, filled with nervous energy, that's me, sitting in indoor heating all day, living
that's
in the
us.
Tropics, and eating a lot of dehydrating foods, then you'll need to increase your water intake. Pregnancy, breastfeeding, illness, age, gender, sedentary or active lifestyle. Sedentary or active.
Uh-huh. You just can't win, can you?
Food intake, weight are all factors in your fluid intake.
Water intake is a big factor in your water intake.
Yeah. So whether you're moving or you're not moving, drink water.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a bit of a controversial one. Some people are strongly of the belief that adequate fluid can come from soups, herbal teas, watery foods, etc., such as those following macrobiotic diets.
Mm-hmm.
If that is your case, read up carefully on the requirements of your special diet and speak with your doctor.
Listen to me, Baba, who just eats 8 bowls of borscht.
Yeah.
You gotta have a little more water.
A lot of grandmothers don't drink water out of some kind of weird old wives' tale that they picked up.
You know, they mentioned herbal teas there. And as we know, herbal teas are water with lemons. But that's not gonna hydrate you sufficiently.
Yeah, if you heat it up too much and soak a lemon in there...
You're just tricking yourself.
You might be a Baba.
you might be an Alibaba.
Yeah. So let's
not. I don't even know what that's. That's not even referencing anything. Just some fun. Some playing with the sounds of words.
It's good.
If you're drinking a spooky tea, it might be a Baba Yaga.
It might be the Baba Duke.
Yes. Oh no.
So we're finished with the steps, but there are some tips and warnings. Just gonna see if there's anything really essential to share. Leaving water out overnight helps to clear it of chlorine if sourced from taps or faucets. There is no need to refrigerate it. So again, once you set up the sign situation in your home, you can just leave cups of water there forever. And if anyone stops by and is a little thirsty, they can have a sip.
Chlorine-free, too.
Yeah, that's why people with backyard pools, when they leave their pools open overnight, all the chlorine disappears. Mm-hmm. And they have to add it again
they
in the morning.
To drink it down.
Me too. It's a fun visual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is fun. Imagine someone butterflying around a pool just gulping down water.
Do you think some people who have only, they've seen DuckTales, they've seen Scrooge McDuck diving into a pool of coins, they just see someone with a pool of water and they're like, man, that person just loves water. They're hoarding this water.
They're fantasizing about DuckTales while they dive in. Wow, yeah.
Food for
thought. This is a tip that's very brief. Drinking water will make you feel good.
Unless you don't like it.
Unless you don't like it, and then fix yourself. Drinking water in your favorite bottle will get you in the spirit of drinking it. That's a great question for us. What's your favorite receptacle to drink water out of? Mine is a nun's cupped hands.
Oh, the holiest of waters.
Yeah.
Ben, what about you?
I really like, you can get large glass wine decanters. Maybe this is to do with the Pavlovian thing where you think you're drinking wine, but you're actually not. Mm. But there's something about the way it seals over your lips that's just very satisfying, and you can chug it down with a good rate of flow. I think rate of flow is an important consideration.
Oh, ROF is so key, guys.
I'm an ROF head from day one.
Yeah, if your ROF is AWOL, you're going to be experiencing suboptimal water experience. And it is about the experience, as we have learned. Yeah,
it's all visceral. The only way I can drink water at this point is the first dewdrop off of the greenest leaf in the garden.
Mm, yeah, that's a really good point. And to get back to Pavlov...
so sincere there, Tom.
Yeah, it wasn't even contextually, sensible to say that, but I was thinking deeply about saying this other thing, which I'm going to say now. I like, for the Pavlovian response, drinking water out of a bell, so that you hear a little ring every time take a sip.
Wouldn't the water interfere with, the dongy bit of the bell, and then
but
it wouldn't...
Just
the
when
dongy,
you,
just that's what it's called, the dongy,
dongy
bit.
Bit.
That's the official.
And you're a musician, correct?
Well, the dongy bit is the most musical part of the bell.
Mm-hmm. But no, just when you finish drinking it, then you hear the bell ringing for more.
Dongy Wahlberg is my favorite bell player. Maybe our dumbest joke we've ever done?
Yeah.
Our dumbest joke.
Sorry. Yeah,
Ben,
I'm pulling you guys
in. You are officially in on the dumbest episode ever.
You're all complicit.
It's good to be here.
So, finally, the greatest hazard from water is contamination. Drinking water that has been contaminated by factory waste, leaching chemicals, animal waste, and microscopic waterborne bacteria and viruses are all possible hazards in water of unknown or untreated origin. Add a filtering system to your home water supply and know the quality of the origins of any water you consume. So
that's
right at the end, just when I was tempted to drink water, they really gave
a laundry
list of dangers.
Leaching chemicals.
Scared straight speech there at the end.
Animal waste.
Did you guys, this article was going around last week on the Facebook, and it was about how they've discovered that there's these, sub-microscopic plastic particles in all of the water we consume. Whoa. And this has never before been the case. It's just because we've been producing so much plastic.
Right.
And science hasn't caught up to measuring the effects of this long term.
So should we be, according to this article, I know this one says, should we be filtering our water to protect ourselves?
They say there's nothing they can do about it because they're so tiny. So, and they don't know how it's going to mess up our bodies.
So maybe stick with lemonade.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't require any water at all. So
yeah,
it'll be
exactly.
Contamination free.
Sleep tight tonight thinking about that.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you like water now. And there was another article on Facebook that was 10 things only kids who love water will understand.
Right. And I don't like water, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Mm. Okay, so.
You know you're a 90s kid when,
your water doesn't have microscopic plastic particles in it.
Yes,
good memories. Good memories.
Okay.
Faith in humanity restored.
Yeah.
This water
has
good.
Few microbeads. So few. Plastics.
Remember when Ross from Friends drank pure drinking water?
Oh man, could it be any more quenching? These are all things on social media,
BuzzFeed and the like.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a BuzzFeed like Buzz,
right?
Drink like. I'm gonna cut. I'm gonna cut this out.
No, let's keep it. Let's keep racking. Let's rack some brain and come up with a social media name.
Buzz Water Dong.
Yeah. There it is.
I think we nailed it.
And
print. All right, Tim, John, I know you've only been working at the pool for a couple days now, but you do know how we empty the pool every night, hey, guys?
I've always had my theories. I've never been told. I've never been let in behind the curtain, so to speak.
Well, you may notice that we hired both of you based on a test about how much you could drink in a period of 5 or 6 minutes. Did that ring any bells for you? That stuff? Any alarms, perhaps?
Oh, yeah. Rang a big bell for this muchacho. Rang a big bell. The dongle was ringing, let me tell you.
I'm really glad to hear that, you see, because what I'm going to need you both to do over the next few minutes, it's just to head down to that pool and stick your faces in and start slurping. Is this,
this is gonna, like, determine who gets the job?
Oh, no, you both have the job.
Oh,
we need
great.
Both of you.
Oh, well, then I'm not gonna drink the water in the pool.
Oh,
but well, I'll drink it, but not because you told me to.
Well, I appreciate you may have some concerns about this, boys, but it's really important that we completely empty the pool by tomorrow morning so that we can fill it up with rechlorinated water. You see, the chlorine settles out of the water at night, and you guys are going to need to drink it all tonight. So
it's like we're like protecting the kids that come to the swimming pool.
It really is about the children at the end of this. Yeah.
So we're heroes if we drink the water.
You are, yeah, you could say you're heroes. I would say that's pretty important. Does that make you feel better about getting down there? And
I think Gandhi's the only true hero.
Well, I don't.
Whoa, Tom.
I think you're doing a noble work on a similar level to Gandhi here. So, do you have your large straws?
I've been wondering why you gave us these on the first day.
It was a whiffle, but okay.
Yeah, it does look like a novelty pool noodle, but in fact, you will be affixing those to your mouths and
Affixing them?
Yeah, you see, drinking water for 8 hours. It's really tiring, so you're not going to have to use your hands, so.
Mr. Nately, I've got to come clean here.
Yeah, go on.
I didn't know there was going to be water involved when I took this job at the pool.
Well, I understand that's not a reasonable expectation, but we do need to purify this chlorine-depleted water.
You asked us to drink 6 gallons of chocolate milk on our first day, and I thought that was pretty cool, but
Well, we try to ease you into it with things that are similar to water, but, you know, I know the young kids these days, they don't drink a lot of straight water, so I thought I would entice you with a little bit more of a flavorful solution.
Mr. Nately, I hate water. I'm just going to say it. I can't stand the sight of it. I can't stand the texture. I can't stand the smell. And
Tim, relax, okay? Just.
I just feel like I need to come clean because this job is clearly going to involve water all of a sudden.
Well, this pool needs to come clean because the chlorine all settled on the top.
We have some very important people coming here tomorrow, John, and it's In fact, I'm not supposed to tell anybody this, but...
Well, who's coming? Come on, lay it on me, man.
Well, Justin Trudeau's children are coming, and you know how clean that family is. They're very well put together and clean.
They love swimming in chlorine. That's one of the things he campaigned on.
That's true. That's the one promise he kept was...
Do you believe... Do you even believe in a liberal democracy? If you do, you have to start affixing that noodle.
Look...
This is more than just you, John. This is
all right. Fine.
Well,
I'm ready to do it.
I'm ready to do it too. And they spent the night drinking the pool, and it was a lot of water. So in the morning, Justin Trudeau and his children show up, and they're still slurping water out of the pool. These two bloated beings just resting on the side.
What are those two young men doing on the side of the pool?
Papa, I would like to go swimming.
Oh, well, if you find gentlemen would hold on for a second here, we are about to refill the pool, and you are going to love how we do that. I know that this is our a bit of an unconventional method here, but if you hang on, we're going to get our two young men. You see, they're quite bloated right now. Yes, they have been drinking all night for your cleanliness and swimming experience.
Papa, that man looks like a blueberry. He is all blue and round.
Yes, this is a very veritable Charlie and the Chocolat Factory situation you have going on here.
Yeah, guys, so if you stand back for a second, these men are now going to, we've injected their bodies with a heavily...
Oh, please, no. Please don't.
We should have read the contract.
Oh, please don't inject us anymore.
This is all in small print, boys.
Oh.
With heavily concentrated chlorine, and they're going to proceed to urinate out the purified water.
Oh,
is this really how they do it at the other pools, Mr. Nately?
Yeah. Well, frankly, I'm a bit of a renegade. Yeah. I run my own ship here.
He looked like a maverick when he hired us.
Yes, you are a loose cannon.
Oh, I wouldn't use
Papa,
that.
Papa, this is the free market in action.
Yes, you are right.
If you like loose cannons, you're about to see a couple of them fill up the pool here. So stand back and are you ready to go, boys?
You're going to have to make an incision. I don't think I can get it out of my own accord anymore.
Just relax, Timmy. It's going to be fine.
Just relax and think of England.
Oh, sacré bleu! Not England.
Oh, no! Je ne sais pas. Je ne sais quoi. Oh, la la!
Yeah, boys, that's great. So are your kids ready to get in? Are they?
Step back, Mr. Prime Minister. 3, 2, 1. Bombs away!
Mon Dieu!
Oh, that is the second biggest pipeline I've seen today.
Papa, may I jump into this man's human waste?
No, this is not what we thought when we came here.
It's. I assure you, Mr. Prime Minister, this is the
most... Did you just call me Pister?
I'm the only Pister around here.
That's right, boys, we do... refer to our employees as the Pisters at our pool.
He was saying Pister, comma, Prime Minister.
Yeah, well, Pister, it's the cleanest pool you'll find in all of Winnipeg. Yeah,
don't tell me, tell the Prime Minister.
Please, guys, don't call me Pister. That was my father, okay? Just call me John. And I think I'm going to need to use one, even though I emptied myself into this pool.
Well, if you're feeling generous, there are some other pools which are not filled yet this morning. If you could get yourself into a wheelbarrow, perhaps, Timmy could wheel you over and you could top up, perhaps, Sherbrooke Pool.
I'd love to wheel you over to a nearby pool and drain the lizard one more time.
Wow, you guys are in line for a raise at this rate. You're doing such above and beyond the
Papa,
call
of duty. Look, play Marco Polo with me. Marco...
Apollo. You know, Mr. Monsieur Nately, I have never seen such a generous spirit of Canadian hospitality, providing the system for which my son can swim from the pure bodies of a Canadian. This is inspiring me.
Well, I appreciate that you understand our holistic approach. We try not to let any sort of unnatural processes in on this, besides the injection of the chlorine into the bodies
of course,
our pisters. But We strive for the highest amount of just human labor. We create jobs here, Mr. Pister Prime Minister. And I hope you'll take some of inspiration from this project into your future, into the future laws you pass, you know?
Yes, some urination inspiration. I smell a campaign slogan for next run.
Papa, look, a cannonball. Just like the one you will send to the Middle East.
Sploosh! You know, my boy has never been so happy.
Well, it makes me so glad to see you guys enjoying this. I can't tell if it's just the ammonia from the pool making my eyes water or if these are tears of joy and appreciation at finally being understood for what I'm providing.
Hey, man. This place is bogus, man.
Yeah. This sucks.
Yeah, I think we need to give him a taste of his own medicine, you know what I mean?
You mean show him what chlorine tastes like?
Worse yet, I got some tap water here.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
The grossest gnarly. Known liquid to man.
And we'll hide it inside this 8-gallon jug labeled Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's gonna show him.
Hey, boys, have you seen my 8-gallon jug of Coca-Cola?
Yeah, just a sec. Quick, let's put some animal waste in it.
Wait,
you don't think that's going too far?
Not at all.
I thought tap water was gross enough.
Hey, look, I got these tiny bits of plastic. We can saturate it with them and he'll never know.
All right, I'm going to put 3 squirts of lime into it so it's super sour.
Just to add flavor. Hey, boss man, Nate Lee, we got it right here.
Oh, thank God. I thought I had missed it. And you know, I can't survive without my medically prescribed 8-gallon jug of Coca-Cola. It's a very rare condition, but it has to be the purest Coca-Cola, or I will literally drop dead after the first sip.
That would suck.
That would blow hot chunks, dude.
Well, I'm glad it's pure. I just want to take a moment to thank you boys for being so such a wonderful presence at my pool all the time. You're wonderful to have
here. We want to thank you for injecting us with drugs and forcing us to urinate in front of an authority figure.
Well, force is a strong word. You did sign those contracts.
Truly, I'm going to give this a 4.5 on Glassdoor.
Yeah, I'm going to report my salary slightly above what it is.
That's very generous, boys. If you could also leave some comments on Yelp, that would be great.
Now, hold on. I am also getting a bit parched. Do you mind if I have the first sip?
Mr. Prime Minister, no!
Don't! Mr. Prime Minister.
Papa, have a sip. Show me how it is done. Oh, no, please, Mr. Prime Minister, don't!
This is how we do it, in the Prime Ministerial Office. Yeah! Glug, 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 glug,
glug. Oh, no, that's not a proportional representation of how much you should be drinking.
That's not the right amount of animal waste that should be in the Coca-Cola.
Oh, he's gonna have trouble reconciling the truth of that amount of liquid.
Mr. Prime Minister, you're falling fast.
Whoa, sacré bleu!
Papa, take me with you.
Oh! And he falls in slow motion backwards towards the pool.
And as he's falling into the pool, he sees his father, Pierre, standing above him. And he gives an inspirational speech.
Son, there are times when you will have to deal with things and people you don't want to. Like when I had to deal with the current American president, whoever that was during my time. Maybe Nixon, I don't remember exactly. But do you remember when I took you to the lake as a boy? And I took you onto the dock. And I told you how I got my name. I told you I was born on this pier. And because of this, I know who I am. And so whenever I am faced with a situation that I don't know how to deal with, I remember who I am. So remember, in times of trauma, go back to who you are.
And just at that moment, Justin remembered his name's origin. Justin. And he adjusts the amount of white blood cells in his body to fight off the animal waste and the plastic microbes.
Oh, I'm having such a good time at this Justin Timberlake concert. You want to go get frisky in the back?
Oh, Justin, I would love that.
No, I am Pierre. This is the consummation of Justin Trudeau.
Oh, Pierre, I love you. Sorry, I'm very drunk at this concert. Pierre, take me here in the bleachers. But wait, this isn't quite comfortable. I guess we'll have to be adjusting.
Cut back to the present, when Justin spews forth all the toxins from his body like No Face and Spirited Away. It's a regular ghostly bathhouse up in this place.
He rises from this Winnipeg public pool, baptized, new, committed to his values.
Now a conservative candidate, as he has been filled with the spirit of the Lord because of the baptismal ceremony.
Finally true to his core self, which is a right-leaning neoliberal. Yes, we're going to reference that again in this podcast.
He picks up some pure drinking water, cups it in his hands, and offers it to Justin. Who laps it up.
Wait, I thought that was Justin.
No, the conservative.
No, he turned into a conservative.
Oh, he became a conservative? No, that's fine. No, okay, he became a conservative and he serves the water to his son or whatever. It doesn't matter. So his son drinks the water and the employees realize that they don't need to take crap from Mr. Nately anymore. And they all decide that maybe they can just, you know, drain the water back into the environment instead of into their bodies.
Hey, Mr. Nately,
Yeah, son, what can I do for you?
You taught us a lot here.
Yeah, you taught me a lot that I'd like to forget.
You taught me not to run when it's slippery.
I did teach you boys that, yes.
You taught me to always distrust a water that's a day old.
You taught me never to dive into the shallow end.
You taught me that a noodle can be a straw.
But most importantly, I think we all know what the real lesson here is, right?
Yeah.
We
always need
to
drain
the swamp. Well, that was another episode of Something Wicked This Way Comes. I'm Thomas Tolles.
I've been Jesse Bergen.
And big thanks to our special guest, Ben Selleck.
Thank you, guys.
Please, if you liked our podcast, you can rate it, subscribe to it on iTunes. You can check it out on SoundCloud or iTunes. And you can tell people about it, because we would love to have new listeners.
Not all episodes are about bathing in urination.
Yeah, not all of them.
Just 90%.
As many as we can fit it into.
Ben, do you have... you're a musician. Do you have, like, a band camp or, like, somewhere on the internet people can find your music?
I will be launching a new website pretty soon, benselleck.com. Not cool. benselleck.ca, that is a different artist. But his stuff is really cool, too, so if you want to check that out, I'm sure he'd appreciate the views.
We might, we'll talk to you maybe about getting involved in future episodes as a musician, which would also be very cool. So remember, if you want to get your palate wet...
And you want to drink as much as you can get.
Tap water is your only bet.
And print.